Yeah, 注意 bear, B-E-A-R 这个词汇，它不仅表示容忍忍耐，也表示生育。你要知道 born, B-O-R-N 就是 bear 的过去分词啊，是这么变过来的。 So for a mother, it is quite remarkable to bear 5 children at a time, right? So the fact couldn't have passed unnoticed. 注意我的语句的表述， the fact wouldn't have passed unnoticed. 所以这个事实它不可能怎么样，不会受到注意。 Yeah. And an event which radically changed their lives. 所以这事件呢就成了一个导火索，改变了他们的生活。 So we know the poor family acquired fame and fortune overnight, right? It was very easy for them, huh? 对于他们来讲这很轻松，为什么？一夜之间他就出了名也发了财。The day after the birth of the 5 children, 你要注意这个表达方式背熟它。Birth, 这里五个孩子出生的那一天， An aeroplane arrived in Aberdeen, 一架飞机到达了阿伯丁。Bringing, 注意分词做伴随状况状语， 60 reporters and photographers. You can imagine 60 reporters, not only one, 这可不是一个呀，带了60名记者和摄影师。 OK, 其实这做的是很夸张了。 I should say the writer exaggerate that just because he want to show the fact attracted the attention of the press.其实他就想说明这件事情吸引了报界的注意力， right? Yeah. 我用的表达方式 attract the attention of the press.、Yeah. The rise to fame was swift. 好，把这句话背熟。The rise to fame was swift. Let's say, their being famous was rapid.、他们出名这事儿是相当迅速的。 Yeah. Television, camera, and newspapers carried the news to everyone in the country. 好，我们用到了 carry the news to everyone. Let's see. Television, cameras, and newspapers published the news, right? 那我们想想看电台、摄影师和报纸记者们怎么样把这个消息公布于众了，发表了。Newspapers and magazines offered the family huge sums.Of course, huge sums of money for the exclusive right to publish stories and photographs. Okay, you know, the parents of the 10 children had got the right. 我们应该说这十个孩子的可怜的父母有这个权利。If the press wants to publish their stories and photographs, they must get the exclusive right, right?By offering them money, right? 所以你要想获得这个独家版权，你就必须给我来付钱了。所以这个报纸和杂志是付给这个家庭大笔大笔的款项， huge sums. 用 large 都不够，而用了什么 huge or enormous sums for the exclusive right. Gifts poured in not only from unknown people. Okay, we know unknown people.Sent a gift to the poor family because they were kind, right? 想想不知名的人送礼物是因为他们对此很很关心，他们心地都非常的好。But from baby food and soup manufacturers, 但这礼物呢也蜂拥不断而来，是来自于哪儿？婴儿食品、婴儿肥皂的厂商厂家。Okay.Do you think the food and soap manufacturers were so kind to the family? 你觉得这个婴儿厂商厂家对这可怜的家庭如此之关心吗？ No. Before they became famous, okay, none of the baby food and soap manufacturers cared for them. Careful. Got it? Careful. 关心。像你看 before they became famous, 在出名前 none ofThe food and soup manufacturers cared for them. 没有哪一家食品厂家或者是婴儿肥皂的厂家去关心这个可怜的家庭。Even though they had 5 children. 虽然他们有五个孩子。 even though they had to struggle against poverty constantly. 翻译一下圣经，即使他们要不得不断的和贫困做斗争。Why? Who wished to advertise their product? 这里就道明了这个其中的内在的道理啊。Who 指的是 manufacturer， 是因为这些人想怎么样？为他们的产品做广告。Yeah. In their opinion, it was the best way to what? Promote the sale of products. 这是刺激他们销售的最好的办法。Why? Everybody in the country, maybe in the world,is interested in the family story. Quintuplets, five children.、哎、因为每一个人几乎都在关心这个故事、哎。So we know, in this way, baby food and super manufacturers could catch the attention of everybody in the country. 都没听清楚。所以通过这种方法我们可以知道这个厂商、厂家们可以捕捉到每一个人的目光，捕捉他们的注意力。 And then they can sell their products easily. Form is demand, 要求、不停的催问。如果你用 ask demand 只是强调要求，而 press for 却很形象的表达出不停的催问，不停的逼问、okay? 所以这些记者们呢，不停的催问什么呢？这个家庭要对他们进行采访。So reporters kept pressing for interviews. So lawyers had to be employed. 所以这个家庭里雇佣什么了？律师了。To act as a spokesman for the family at press conference. So we know how swift it was to be famous. 所以对这个家庭来讲，要出名真实在是太迅速了啊。Before.The birth of the new babies, they struggled against the poverty constantly. And once the new babies were born, they even hold press conference. 想想看，这几个孩子出世前还要从贫困做斗争，而孩子刚刚出世就已经开始举办什么了？记者招待会了。Yeah, okay. So you can imagine the scene, huh? Look at the funny picture. 我们看看这幅可笑的。这幅画面，好，翻译一个语句，注意运用 press for。学生们不断的要求要考试。OK， of course that is impossible， 这显然是不可能的。OK， the students kept pressing for examinations。OK， OK， do you keep pressing for examinations？ Never， right？ OK。While the five babies were still quietly sleeping in oxygen tents in the hospital nursery. 而这五个孩子却静静地睡在那个医院育婴室的那个氧气袋里。Their parents were paying the price for fame. 好，动念语句背熟。Their parents were paying the price for fame. For 表示原因了 ,because of. 因为出名这事是付出了惨重的代价。Maybe you want to say, I don't think so, because they acquire fame and fortune. 你可能会说我不这样认为，因为他们毕竟出了名，发了财。But in another way, you know, they couldn't live the normal life. Don't you think so? 不可能过原来那种平静的日子了。Yeah. It could never again be possible for them to lead a normal life. 好，把这句话背熟。所以要过原来的正常生活，那是不可能了。Okay, we know the parents were afflicted by reporters. 我们又再次提到了什么 afflict 被这些记者、摄影师们等折磨着、huh? They had become the victims of commercialization. 因为什么呢？已经成为了商品化的牺牲品受害人。For their names had acquired a market value. 他的名字都具有了商品价值。Instead of being five new family members, 所以不是新生的五个家庭成员 these children had immediately become a commodity. So, we know, the five babies had acquired a market value. 已经怎么样？变成了一种商品，具有商品的价值了。 我们时间已经到了，那么在明天课堂上呢，我会给同学们总结一下特别结合45课，就是如何运用论说文啊。